Simon Gimel. It's pretty straightforward. Simon Ayin Gimel. Just a reminder, by the way, before we begin, that the Bechina will take place on Wednesday, a week from today, so that you have all of Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to Chazer. For those who want to take it earlier, and one guy already took it, whenever you want to take Malik Lechina, you can. I will, you know, in light of the fact that we've gone through it very quickly, I tried not to make it too difficult and to keep it to the main basics, but that's always subjective. Ayin Gimel, Din Tliyat HaKaveh. HaKaveh Yeshbo Riboy Dam. The Kaveh has a lot of dam, and that seems to be pretty mukher from Shas. But there, what we call it, chumra, which is actually the chumra shown. L'tikach l'chadchila ein lo tekan l'vash lo yivalicha ela koreshet ve'ev v'nich l'tikach l'mata v'toleo she'yvoy l'chila v'charkach yachol l'vash lo. Right, this is something which everybody knows. The covet is so much dam. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says at one point that the covet is all dam. The covet is actually all made of dam. Now, I'm not sure exactly what that means biologically, but somehow that whatever the covey is made of, right, we know covey tastes very different than regular meat. It's all halachically considered the taste of dam. Again, I've never tried dam, but the Nachman told his wife, right, famous Gemara, that Nachman told his wife, everything the Torah asks her is it gives us something mutter if we want. Like, you know, the Torah doesn't ask too much of us. There's always something mutter. If you want to taste blood, eat covey. So covey is like blood, but nonetheless it's mutter. So covet has so much blood in it. So covet is much of it, but it also has a lot of blood inside it. I think the function of the liver, Eric, the liver, it processes the blood somehow. It cleanses it. It takes something out of it. What? It takes the toxins out. So it's all full of blood. And therefore, it has a riboy dam. And as we know, it has so much dam that you can't even get it out through Malika. Even if you salt it, you still can't get all the dam out. However, Tliya, which we always know is stronger than Malika, can get all the dam out. But even in Tliya, there's a special way you have to do Tliya. You have to cut it crisscross, meaning an X. It's not enough to make one cut. You have to make an X in it, put the X downwards, because the dam will flow out the X, and roast it, broil it. After you boil it, you're allowed to cook it. That kashers it, meaning it is kasherable. But it's only kasherable if they flee, not al yidei malicha. Now, this is actually a machlokes to be shown. This is the Gemara. The Gemara calls this in Chulin. Actually, it's an Ibayim in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't explicitly, it's not explicitly posted to Ibayim, so we assume we go to Chumra. We're asked, what's the din of Kaveh? Is Kaveh okay for cooking? And at the end, the Gemara, you know, meaning, can I cook it with a lot of things, or will it, can I put the Kaveh to my children, or will the Kaveh creep up the children because it has so much dominance? So there's two ways to read this Gemara, very crucial. The Rashi way, even though I couldn't actually find Rashi saying this, and some of their friends didn't actually find it, but it doesn't matter. The Rishonim understand Rashi, what he's saying. So the Rashi way of understanding the Gemara is that the Gemara is talking about a kaveh, a salted kaveh. And the Ibaya is a salted kaveh okay like every other part of the animal? Or is a kaveh more machmir that even though it's salted, it has such a riboy dam that it's still utter? It's still full of dam. And that is the way we talk. We talk like Rashi. The subject is kaveh equal or more machmir that even malicha doesn't help? When we talk it, it's more machmir even malicha doesn't help. However, Rabbeinu Tam had another way of reading this Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam said the Ibaya of the Gemara was an unsalted kaveh that I cook in the cholent. Is that a problem? So what's the two sudden Ibaya? Either it's a problem, because a kaveh is just like everything else, if you cook without salting, then it passes up to shishim. Or maybe kaveh is more makil than other basar. Why should kaveh be more makil than other basar for intervening time? Because since the whole kaveh is dam, and it's there because you can eat it anyway. So the dam is also there because you can eat it. Maybe there's a custom that lets you eat the etzma kaveh, also lets you eat the dam from the kaveh. After all, it's a special thing. So that's two ways of reading the Gemara. The Gemara wants to know if the kaveh traits up the cholent. For Rashi, it was the kaveh more machmir, even salt, the traits up the cholent. For Rabbeinu Tam, the question is kaveh more makil?
and even without faulting,
is no problem in the cholent.
The Rishon actually with Dion, it's not the Pashut kind of fasting here. There's like in the Torah that if a Rav fastens like a big time, we don't overrule him, but it doesn't matter. Halach Lamaisa, even though there's some Torah that really your big time might have. Really, the time might be correct, and really it might be that the question is whether the coming is equal or better. I said, well, possibly it's equal. But nonetheless, the normative halacha follows Rashi.
I mean, a rov should, paskin, what we say in the Shulchan Aruch.
And we should get into the question of when he overturns ruling. The halacha follows Rashi.
The Gemara's Ibai was his coming equal or worse, and the answer is it's worse. And even faulting doesn't help, and that's exactly what the Mechaber told us right here. Instead, you got to broil it first, and then you can cook it if you want. That's what everyone knows, you have to broil the liver. And that's, you know, even Bizman Azeh, you know, we're getting, you know, our society gets lazier and lazier every year. So I think now a lot of butchers sell pre-boiled liver, just so you shouldn't have to, you know, do anything. But I think most butchers are still, have not progressed that far. And you go to the butcher, you buy all of the meat, you can do whatever you want, it's salted. You buy kameh, and you can't do whatever you want, you have to broil it first. Even the Empire comes with a little, like, sticker that tells you what you have to do. You have to broil the liver first. How exactly do you broil the liver? Well, we'll learn all the halachas of broiling in some Ayin Vav. Well, there aren't that many halachas of broiling. You just broil it. But the one special thing about liver is, unlike every other piece of meat which you just stuff on the barbecue, the liver, you have to make an X and put the X downward. The Rambah adds, are there other options?
Yeah?
What?
It's got to be draining out. I mean, broiling has to be... Oh, well, yeah, it's got to be draining out. The truth is that broiling nowadays, let's say there's such a thing as a broiler with the flame on top, right? So you can put something in a pan and broil. That would be a problem. So the broiling has to drain, just like salting has to drain.
I mean, broiling, usually people do it in a way that drains, but theoretically, you know, you can put in the broiler drawer in a pan, and that would be a problem. Right, you have to broil it where it can drain. The Ramah just says, there are other options besides making an X. So he says, the Menachah Harvey Horm is talking about Kriya Shesav Eir. If you make many holes with a knife, if you stab it many times, that's the equivalent of an X. Although, it's only the DFN. Bechenim Nachu Misham Amar, Vachatichat Basim and Akavei, the Efshal Adam Lazim Misham, that's also okay, that's even the Chachiva. If you take out the Mara, is the spleen?
No. What's the Mara?
The gallbladder, thank you. The gallbladder is attached to the liver, is that right, Eric? So if you take out the gallbladder, and the Shachar explains, with like various tubes and things that are attached to it, and you cut up a little bit of the liver with it, later if you do a complete excision of the gallbladder and all the little things next to it, that's just as good as an X, because you cut out a big chunk of the liver. So that's also good, even the Chashiva. When we call Makam the Ad and Loa Sakane, what if did the Ebed, you roasted the liver without making an X? Then... Now, what if the Yevid, you roast the liver without making an X? Then, noto hasimponos li'achar flia umebashel. Then it's still kosher, even if you roasted it without making an X. You just have to take out, what are the simponos called in English, Eric? What? The arteries. From within the liver, and throw them out, and you can eat the rest of the liver. Meaning, for the liver itself, for the essence meat of the liver, even without an X, it'll get kosher if you broil it. But the arteries in the liver will not empty out their dam unless you make an X. So if you broil it without the X, throw out the arteries, and you can eat the rest of the liver. The Kol Devar Kavi explained that all of this rule, in any case, only applies to a whole liver. Right? That's, I think, what we did, right? We roasted the whole liver and we made an X and put the X downwards, if I recall correctly. But if you chopped up the liver into pieces, then that's better than an X chopped into pieces. Then you don't have to do anything special. Now, next halacha.
Is one piece okay?
You mean if you cut it in half? If you cut it in half, l'chora, that's what he means here. Yeah, even if you cut it in half, that's better than an X. Because a cut all the way through is better than a little symbolic X just on the surface. Sounds like not necessarily. Sounds like that's so good that even if it's not downward, because mom is cut straight through. What? Okay, but not necessarily. So not from one piece. Then one more. We said you can broil it and then you can cook it. But before you cook it, yadichen atzilah achar tzlif anodesh. L'chatzilah, our minhag is you should wash it between the tzli and the bishop. Like if you're going to roast it and then cook it, you should wash it after the roasting. Me'un lo yidich bishop hachwatz. But for the evet, it's okay even without. L'chat. For the evet, take it right off the tzli and put it onto the bishop. Why aren't we worried about the salt that's on the surface, about the blood that's on the surface of it? After all, if I salt something and I cook it without washing it off, that's a problem, right? We learn that it answers. Why is there not a problem if I broil something and cook it without washing it off? Flea is better. What's the principle? Nura, Misha, Shoyev, right? We mentioned this before, I think, right? The Nura, Misha, Shoyev, of course, salt is also showing it's drawn out, But fire is even stronger drawdown, so it draws out so much that it doesn't even leave it on the surface. And that's really okay. But l'chachila, our minhag is to l'chachila rinse it off. Why do we rinse it off? You know, so Caitlin point out two reasons. Number one, because since we put salt on things when we broil them, there might be a little salt. L'chachila, we say maybe there's some dam stuck in the salt that didn't get drawn out, and so we should rinse it off. Oh, only l'chachila, we worry about that. And B, since the kaveh is all down, like, it's always going to be a little reddish. Because it's all down anyway. Even when it's kosher, it's going to be reddish. So we're afraid that when you put in your cholent and your cholent gets reddish, might be marit ayin that you're eating down. But when you wash it off, then no one will, it won't even look like you're eating down. If you wash it off, then it won't even look like you're eating down. If you don't wash it off, it might. Someone, it might look like you're eating down if they see that it gets all red. They see the reddishness of the covey, they might look like dam. So you wash it off and no one will think you're eating dam. Ubedi evet. So halachically, now we know how to kosher a liver. You make an X, put the X down, broil it, and then wash it off, and then you can do whatever you want with it. Ubedi evet. What about the evet? What if you cook it stam without koshering it properly, or without koshering it at all? Mutter mitzbashel v'adu v'kedera. Below the kliya, that even if you didn't roast it and you just cooked in the kdeira, by itself it is mutter. So out of the chumra of a kaveh, which has riboy dam, comes a kula. The Gemara says kaveh has so much dam. This is a mishnah in the last parak, I think, parak yud. In parak yud of Mishnah Trumos, the mishnah talks about all the things that maybe give out time but don't bring in, but don't absorb time. Says hakaved oseres ve'in and oseres. Kaved gives out tam and doesn't let in tam. Why? So the Gemara says because if Torah's lip float, it's not boleh. A kaved has so much dam that it's so busy sending out the dam that it can't absorb anything. Even in bishul, we never heard of this in bishul. No one ever heard of bishul that when something's coming out, there's nothing to go in. He might have said that I'm a licha. No one ever said it in bishul that Torah looked a little bully. But the Gemara says a kaveh is so much time that even in bishul, which mixes up all time very, 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 very well, it has so much time coming out that there's no room for anything to for any traffic to come in. And therefore, if you cook the kaveh by itself in a pot, then all the dam will come out and trape up all the water in the pot, but nothing will go back into the kaveh, and therefore the kaveh itself will be mutter. And that's what he has. But the pot will be upset. Right? If you cook it with cholent, the cholent will be upset. But the kaveh is still mutter because it only emits, it does not bring in. This is, by the way, remember we said there was a shita by Malicha that I eat tart lip with lobot. It doesn't say that in one shot. The only time it says in shot that Torah lip blows not filet is by kaveh. Other people extended it. Some Rishon said, well, by kaveh, even when you cook it, it's still Torah lip blows not filet. But by only when you salt it, it's Torah lip blows not filet. But the source of the Gemara of this whole idea is by kaveh, filetet, the ain't of olah. From a first Gemara. It's a Mishnah Trumos, which is worked down in the Gemara Trumos. V'yesh misha oseh. However, there's one man to Omar who says, the liver does absorb and it does become usher, who denies the special property of a kaveh. And our minig ashkenaz is like the ostrim. If you cook the kaveh without boiling it first, it is usher and it does absorb, even if you salt it. Meaning whether you salt it or not, it's no difference. If you didn't,
broil it, then it will become trif. Why?
From a Purush Mishnah, that it is halatas, ve'ina halat. So there are two explanations here.
The Shach said the reason is because the Gemara says on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph from an Aleph
that if you cook it, it'll only emit and not absorb. But if you shul it, what's the English word for you cook something a lot, like extra? You know, like what they do in the hotels for old people. But no. You boil something so much, like, you know, for coming, let's say, needs to be cooked for an hour, sholik, and instead you cook it for 3 hours. You cook it extra. You overcook it. Right? You overcook it. So if you overcook it, then it'll finish emitting all its blood and it'll start absorbing it, because you overcook it. So Kuzi says, we're not the kiyum to know when it's cooking and when it's overcooking. Therefore, we just say, maybe you didn't cook it. Maybe you really overcooked it. And therefore, maybe you don't finish sitting out of the dominant absorb and it'll be okay.
That's one shot. The Baragola suggests that a reason for minig ashkenaz might be like the Rambam.
The Rambam says that there's a machloket. The Mishnah quotes this in the name of Yochanan and Yuri. The Rambam says, yeah, but the Chachamim disagree. And they answer.
It doesn't say that anywhere in Shas. But maybe it goes like the Rambam, that the Chachamim answer.
So either we have this answer, either because we hold the Chachamim didn't like this special property of a Kavei, or we accept the special property of a Kavei, but we're not bucking in when it's cooking and when it's overcooking.
So therefore, either way, Lamaisa, we are Machmir. Any questions? Okay, base. This is a good, of course, Gemara says there are two other ways to kasher a Kavei.
We just have a general rule. We answer it. By the way, these are Maisim Chol Yom. That, why are they Maisim Chol Yom? Because first of all, some people are big on the Rastam and don't know this is special rule for Libra. They think that if you go and buy things from a kosher butcher, then they're kosher. They don't realize this is special rule for a cup. So they might cook the cup. The other reason this comes up is because sometimes people who do know the special din of a cup, they buy an Empire chicken in the supermarket, and they don't notice that there's a cupboard in there. There's a cupboard there with like a special sticker saying, please do not cook it. But they're absent-minded. They don't pay attention to the details. And so they'll cook this whole chicken or something without realizing it. And then all of a sudden they'll say, hey, there's a cupboard in there. So this happens by some whole yom. So what we say is the bread and the food is definitely traced. The pot is definitely traced. The cupboard is totally stopped. The cupboard itself, the machaber, in his main opinion, that it's mutter, but we hold like the Ostrom, so it's all trace. There's one way to save a kavet, and cholto v'chomet over rotchin, v'naka v'hotzi mizu v'yadam, if you, you either stick it into vinegar, which makes, you either put it in vinegar, which seals it in, or you dip it into boiling water, which seals it in. You do one of these two ways of sealing all the dam inside, by either putting it into vinegar or into boiling water. That creates a seal and keeps all the dam inside. The nukam holds the music dam, and you also take out the arteries. Minadin, mutter levashlo. Then halachni, it's mutter to cook it because the blood will never come out and answer anything else. That's of course gemara. That, if you do the chalitza, then you're okay. There are two other ways to cash for a liver. However, I'll show you the most can be the mutter. But we have an asorah minig of the gon, and that we don't use the method of chalitza. So with the evidence, it's okay, but with hachila, we don't use this method. So even though Tekim point out that the Ramban in first Kassas wants to take that hachila to go on and even the evidence straight, although here he didn't say that, it's a little unclear what the Ramban Shita is, but it doesn't matter. With hachila, we've mitzorah from the Gonim, even though we've mitzorah from the Gonim, that even though this is mutter, it's before Shkemara, we don't do it anyway. What? Yes, in cooking, you usually put in cold water and then turn the flame on. Here, you wait till the water's boiling and then put it in. That's not the usual way people cook.
I wouldn't know.
What's happening at boiling comments would be worse than water? What's happening at comments being worse than water? Why would the boiling water serve
No chometz, even if it's not good. Just the specific just creates the seal. Okay, gimel, lit lead. Sarachaticha mishum dam shevetzim ponos. What do you mean by lit lead? We've been talking about kli. We've been talking about kli already. But until now, we've been talking about kli in order to do visual exercise. Until now, we've been talking about roasting it, if you're broiling it, if you then want to cook it. What if you just want to broil it? If you just want to broil it, then do the same halachas apply? So the Chaim says, yes, sir, chaticha, you still need to cut it. Still need to make the X the same way. Why? Mishum dam shevetzim and ponos. So there's still blood in the arteries or whatever kind of cavities are in there. The imlokro, kodem kliya, you can't have charges. The same exact, and if you don't, if you didn't cook it, if you didn't cut it beforehand, you can cut it afterwards and just squeeze out whatever blood might be there. So we're a little more makeable by kli. Because why are we more makeable by kli? If we want to broil and then cook it, then what do we have to do before we cook it? Get rid of all the dam, 100% before we cook it. If we want to broil it and eat it broiled, then do we have to get rid of all the dam? We just have to make sure that all the dam either goes away or is still in its original place. We don't have to get rid of all of it, because dam shelo pirish is okay. We just have to get rid of everything that's pirish. Therefore, we're a little more mako. Unlike if I forgot to exit and I want to cook it, where I can remove the symphonos. If I forgot to exit and I just want to eat it broiled, barbecued, then all I have to do is cut it open and squeeze out whatever dam is be'en, and we assume even though there's still some dam left, it wasn't pirish and it's okay. The Ramah goes even further. The Yeshom, the answer is the Shom Chativa Klal. The Gemara says you need to cut it, but we don't know what that's talking about. Is that talking about when you're going to cook it or when you're going to roast it? So my Chavra holds, like the Mahag, that even if you're going to eat it barbecued, you have to cut it. L'chachima. Or cut it afterwards. But the Ramah is Mako, like most Rishonim. That says, if you're going to eat it broiled, you don't have to cut it at all. It's perfectly fine to not cut it if you're going to eat it barbecue. So there'll be some down inside, no problem. There'll be down inside, but it wasn't pirish. So it's okay. As we somehow know, we have Masorah that if you broil it without cutting it, even though there's still down inside, that down is not pirish. Therefore, you can eat it barbecued. B'chein nodin fi l'chil, that's our meaning l'chachila. Unlike Farben, we Ashkenazim say that if you're going to eat your liver broiled, then you don't have to cut it. You can just roast it whole. And even though there'll still be some dam inside, you can eat that dam because it wasn't pirish. The what? Yeah, you have to take out the symphonos. So even the mechaber is more makeable by Cleveland Bishop because you just said you have to cut it, not remove the symphonos. But the Ramah is super makeable, says you don't have to do anything. So apparently, nothing will be pirish in makom l'makom. Whatever comes out will go out. Whatever doesn't come out will stay in its place. We're not worried. We don't think anything will be pirish in makom l'makom if you don't cut it. Dalit. In imtzlo in basar, this is also gemara, not kufyot alef and aleph. This is where all these gemaras are, kufyot and beis, kufyot alef and aleph mostly. What if you roasted it with regular meat? In the Gemara's kind of ovens, what was different in the Gemara's kind of ovens than ours? Shapiyim lamala. Our ovens open from the side. And when you put in the spit, which way is the spit oriented? Horizontal. Their ovens open from the top, and the spit was vertical. So, in the days of the Chachamim, the way the spits were vertical, yeah, covered the matzav lo lamala. This is, of course, Shakti Gemara. You have to put the liver under the meat. Why do you have to put the liver under the meat and not on top? If you put the liver on top of the meat, yeah, then there'll be a replay of blood dripping on the meat. You don't want to there's always blood dripping when you roast two pieces together. But it's a normal amount of blood. But if you put the covering on top, there'll be an extra large amount of blood dripping on the meat. And you don't want that. Lechatzila, you don't want that. Lechatzila, what do we assume? Lechatzila, we don't define kabbalah kapota by replay down. Lechatzila, we assume, again, lechatzila. We say that if it's a lot of dam, maybe it'll get absorbed into the meat and not come out. So we don't want a lot of dam dripping on our meat. So you should put the meat on top and the covered on the bottom. Uvidiyevet mutter, but vidiyevet it's okay. Why vidiyevet is it okay if I put the covered on top of my buffer? There's actually two reasons. The Shachir says, or I do the Berhetev, dam mishrik sharik, right? Even though, did we pass in dam mishrik sharik in Seminarian? No, that was malicha.
It's the first in the Gemara that Dam is Rishar by Flea. As a matter of fact, it's the first in this case. The Gemara said for the evidence mutter, the Dam is Rishar. And even though it's controversial on Malicha, by Flea, it says explicitly, even a Reboy Dam is Mishra Shar. Bidyevet, a Reboy Dam is Mishra Shar, but there's a second reason as well. Kibolo Kapholim. It's actually mutter for two reasons. Even though, again, Kibbolah Kachotu, not everyone held from Baikliha. But by Kli, says the Gemara, everyone holds from it. By Kli, everyone knows that even if the dam drips and does get absorbed into the meat, it would come out again through the Kli. Because fire, everyone agrees, the Nura, Mishra Shar, the fire is strong enough to get out whatever is Nivla, will be Nivla. So but the evidence was for two reasons. A, it never gets absorbed. And B, even if it did, it would come back out. But lechatchila, we're not stomach on that. Lechatchila, we say, if it's a lot of dam, we're not stomach on these reasons. So lechatchila, don't, but the evidence okay. And by our ovens, if it's putim stomato eish, after our ovens, like, or just a regular, like, spit on top of a, on top of a fire, also the tlosim bat lechatchila filkar domatas, in our spits, which are horizontal, it's usher to put meat and liver together, even if the liver is on the bottom, because since it's horizontal, it can always tilt one way and the other. And if it's on the bottom, it'll end up on top, but then the top, you know, if it's vertical, it's the top, the top, bottom, the bottom. If it's horizontal, even if it's like this, so you'll turn it, it might get like this. So you can never tell what's going to be on top, what's going to be on the bottom. Therefore, don't barbecue covey and buzzer together at all, so you won't violate the lechachi law of having the covey above the buzzer. Miyu. However, if you salt the liver first, which we'll see in a moment, we generally don't. But if you salted the liver first, then even though salting doesn't work to be mature liver, it does remove some of the blood. And once you remove some of the blood, it's not such a reboy dam anymore, and you're allowed to roast it on top of the meat, because we can rely on dam mishra shavrit, and we can rely on kibolo kachpolto lechashkiya. So once you salted it first, then even though it can't kasher it, it still doesn't have so much dam, and therefore you're allowed to broil it on top of the meat. Hey, lo yim lechenu lechatchila al gavi basar ol tachtav. Just like we said, by me you shouldn't roast it lechatchila above meat. You also shouldn't salt it lechatchila above meat, because a reboy dam will come out. And lechatchila, where choshesh, you shouldn't have a reboy dam, even though lechatchila you can salt two pieces of meat together. We had a whole board about that. But if it's a reboy dam, we don't want a reboy dam on top of our meat. So don't salt the kaveh on top. But the Ramah has the nagush lo kaveh klal. But our minhag is that we don't salt liver at all. Our minhag is we just after salting liver. Even without, we just don't salt liver. Why don't we salt liver? Afil levada, even by itself. Ein l'shanos, and you should not deviate from this minhag. What's so bad about salting the liver? Is it so terrible to salt the liver? So the shach is too shot him as to what the reason for our minhag is. One shot is very simple. He says, why don't we salt the liver? Because someone might think that you're allowed to salt it and cook it. If we salt the liver, salting the liver is halachically neutral, right? It doesn't really do that much. But if someone sees me salting the liver, they might think they're allowed to cook it. And therefore, to avoid that misunderstanding, we don't salt liver at all. The other shot is that it could be the reason we don't salt the liver is because if you do salt liver, what do you have to do next? Oh, you have to broil it afterwards. And if you salt it and there's salt full of blood and then you broil it, that dam might get reabsorbed back into the liver. So therefore, to make sure that you don't broil it without washing off the salt, we tell you don't salt it at all in the first place. And that way you won't come to accidentally salt it and have it full of bloody salt and put it on the water. That is true b'di'evet. But lechatchila, we don't want to rely on that, even though you're right. B'di'evet, nura mishum shavim, it's going to be okay. But lechatchila, we don't want you to put, like, bloody meat on the barbecue. And therefore we say, lechatchila, don't salt it, so you won't accidentally put bloody meat on the barbecue. Oh, just sounds like I was. We don't know why. You know.
Maybe it's just he was salting the rest of the animal, so he didn't want to lose track of the liver, so he put it there too. I don't know. So we don't salt livers at all. It's unclear why. It's maybe somewhat of a far-fetched zero according to one shot. But either we're afraid someone might think that it gets kosher that way, or we're afraid that you might put it with all the bloody schmutz on the barbecue, which is not a proper thing to do. Umihu, however, oh sorry, the English rak yesh lemalcha tashshi tchuvish put on menachal eshul klosa. However, they will see him in the Ashkenaz in Siman Ayin Bav, is that we salt all meat that we broil a little. So therefore, you shouldn't salt kaveh. We don't salt our liver at all. However, you should salt it a little, right as you as it's already on the spit or on top of the fire roasting. Why should you salt it a little once it's already on the fire? Why not salt it a little in advance? Because if you salt it a little in advance, what? Then it's going to be filled with bloody salt, and you don't want to put that on the barbecue. But if you salt it and it's already on the barbecue, the salt will never get bloody in the first place. So therefore, the proper, go back, I read somewhere in Tanakh or liver, I left that one step. As you put it on the ash, you have to salt it a little, and that way it's going onto the broil, onto the grill with fresh salt. Okay, fresh salt, so there's no down in that salt because it's brand new, and there's no shash even lechasiba. Umihu, however, this is all a minhag, but if eat the shemalach kaveh, but b'di'evad if you salt the kaveh, bein shemach olavado, in basar, if you will gavi bisser, whether it was by itself or with meat, whether it was even if it was on top of the meat, akomot, b'di'evad, everything's okay. Because b'di'evad, we still say that even a ribur dam is okay if you salt it. B'yesh omer sheesh l'klofa atzal b'akavim, yuzi buka ba'ol, fe'ino l'chum b'yavu. Some people say if you salt the whole chicken with the liver, you should answer to the klifa where the kaveh was stuck to the chicken. And we're knowing that way, but it's just a chumr v'alma. It's not really me'ikra din. Nagu l'haniach l'adiach kol kaved achat l'yotza mishem dam ha'davik la. The minute is that we wash every kaved after we roast it, because there's some dam on it. And when we say we wash every kaveh, wash the kaveh off after we roast it, meaning whether you're going to cook it or whether you're just going to eat it broiled, you should wash it off after the broiling. If you remember from the barbecue, we washed every piece off after the broiling. However, but if you didn't wash it off, it's mutter. Why? Why are we worried there'll be dam al pana? Why are we worried there'll be dam on the surface, did you have it? Because? Newer Mishav Shah, I'm like salt in where there's dam stuck on the surface afterwards. Really, the ikra din, when you grow something, there's no dam anywhere. The fire draws all the dam away. So lechatzila, we say wash it. Lechatzila, we say to wash it. But b'di'evid, it is b'di'evid is fine. What we did when we made our barbecue is that we took it off and we washed it, but we wanted to eat it right away. And you don't want to eat it with the taste of coming off the barbecue and being washed. It tastes yuck. So for purely taste reasons, after we took it off and washed it, we put it back on the grill just to improve the taste, to dry out that water, so it would taste barbecue to us. But that was not a halach. That was just for a taste. Halachically, you know, if, let's say if we were going to like put it away in the fridge or put it in a pot of chillin' to cook or something, then we would have just done it. That was purely for taste reasons, not for... Because you can imagine, you wouldn't want to eat it out of the bucket of water. You want the barbecue taste. So that was purely for taste reasons, not for halachic reasons. Nimta kaved ba'ot kli mutter. If you accidentally, right, we know that lechatziba, you're not allowed to roast kaved on top of meat. You're certainly not allowed to roast kaved inside lechatziba. But what if the evidence? You roasted the whole chicken, and the kaved was where the kaved is. And in the middle there, Bidi Evid, it is mutter. Why Bidi Evid is mutter? For how many reasons is this mutter Bidi Evid? We said if you roast kaveh on top of meat, how many reasons is this mutter Bidi Evid? Two. And if you roast the kaveh in the oak where it belongs, how many reasons is this mutter Bidi Evid? Only one. Can't say Mishmer Sharma, because it's inside the oak. It can't slip off, it's in the middle of the oak. The kaveh is in the middle of the oak. Where is it going to slip to?
It's like a kli. It's almost like a kli shem yom adutah. I mean, not literally, it's not a kli, but it can only slip if it is someplace to slip, right? If I have two pieces, then the knot from one of them will slip down the side of the other one. But if I have a big oak and I have a liver inside, where's that knot going to slip? Wherever it goes, it's in the oak. So this is only mutter for one reason. You can't say Mr. Shari of something inside something else. This is like Muyasa. It's only mutter for one reason, because of Kibolo Kamposo. Even though it will get absorbed in the oak, because where else is it going to go? It's surrounded on all sides. It has to go into the oak. If there is no air space, it has to go into the oak. But Kibolo Kamposo, it'll come out. Yeah, but not in the Mishra Sharet because of Kabbalah Kapot, because it'll go in and go through to the other side, which is what we're saying now. Right, okay, so when it's all one piece, we call it Stam. When it's, you're right, Stam and Kabbalah Kapot are meaning, are really, there's a fine line dividing them, so you're right. But the Mepharshim here use the phrase Kabbalah Kapot, although you're right, that the dividing line between Stam and Kabbalah Kapot is a very thin line. It's classic of all kapotos moyas. I take a hamburger and stick it inside a chicken, and a hamburger is actually tricky because we never actually got that. You're not supposed to grind meat before you salt it. So forget the hamburger. I take one piece of chicken and stick it inside another piece of chicken and roast it. So that's like classic of all kapoto. Here you're saying it's all one piece. Okay, nonetheless, we'll use the phrase kibolo kapoto. Although you're right, it's fine. So this is much like Kabbalah Kapot. So the Yeshomer liquefies the Kabbalah. Talking to Daniel Kalkor, the Alma Yeshomer, that you should actually take a boat and sleep around the Kabbalah, where if it's stuck there. And we do that, but it's only a Kabbalah of the Alma. It's not made for a day. It's just our minute. The Imum of Bushel, but if you cook, which unfortunately people do sometimes accidentally, they buy the chicken, they don't notice there's a liver inside, and they cook the whole thing with the liver inside. If you cook the chicken with the liver inside, Sarashishim Keneged HaKabbalah, then you need shishim kineged hakaveh, because then the kaveh is cooking, is going to trace up everything else. And if your tone is not 60 times the kaveh, then it's all going to be traced. And the Marma adds, of course, for us Ashkenazim, we're going to have another problem. The ein lecha oshu shishim neged hakaveh shishleima. No, even though we just said that every fowl is 60 times the size of its own heart, no fowl is 60 times the size of its own liver. The way livers are much bigger than hearts, and therefore the derech klal, the chicken is not 60 times as big as the liver, so the liver will offer the whole chicken. And then you know what we Ashkenazim are going to say. V'lachein v'kavi shleimu zvuku, therefore if you have the whole liver inside, and it's doubled, it's stuck to the oak, not the oak chadik of the veil, the oak becomes kanan, and it's a double, it's the whole oak kanan. So if you have your chicken with the liver, it all becomes kanan. And then your whole chicken will be utter unless it's 60 times the whole chicken, like the rule of Chanan. The same applies if you just have any piece of liver stuck to a piece of meat or fowl, even if it's not a whole thing, then that'll be a Dabbuk, it'll make a Chanan, and you'll need 60 connected the whole thing, connected both the meat and the liver that it's stuck to. Ve'in shishim kenegdo, da'an and kainu and koli surin Chanan. So we hold Kanan, Kiddul Kamas, and Tadi Beis. The Ain of Kavi Dabuka, Mitzar Kamas, and Kedeva Levatal Kavi. That's if the Kavi is double. If the Kavi is not double, it's just there, then the whole Kedeva is Mitzar to be in Vatal Kavi, because it's only called Kanan, it's just a double. Just because this Kavi used to be part of this bird when it was alive, doesn't make it Kanan unless it's double to it. But if the Kavi is not double to the bird, then it's not Kanan, you just need 60. Kineged the kavid. B'yim yesh shishim bakol hakol mutter. If you have 60 in the whole kedera, it's okay. Miwa kavid atma asura kimo bilei. Even if the kavid is bottled with shishim, the kavid itself is asur. We learned in Bavar meaning Ashkenaz that we always ask for the kavid itself. Even if it's bottled with shishim, the kavid itself is still asur. What? For the Mechaber, if I was a Kavid is Mutter, whether or not they're Shishim, the Kavid is Mutter. But Lav Dabba.
Yes.
The
Shash explained that, yes.
It's not like the
Kav. No. Either way. So, and then he just continues, and this is something which really comes from Simon, I think I'm Zion, if I remember correctly. Oak. Shemil Uhu. Just one important Ha'ara. Now, I don't want to say anything about this definitively, because I've never actually, like, done any food preparation types of things, like buying chickens or cooking them, etc. But if someone would buy a whole chicken and cook it, and there would still be a liver in there, and there'd be a liver in there, when you buy your chicken with the liver, not with the liver naturally, because the Empire salts the chicken for you, and you're not allowed to salt liver together at all. Certainly not together with the chicken. They take the liver out, salt the whole chicken, and then stuff the liver back inside. Put a sticker on the liver telling you how to broil it, and then stuff it back inside the chicken. So if you accidentally cook the whole chicken with this liver inside, there's not a death, then it's not really doubled, because they already took it out and they just wrapped it in plastic and put it back. So you have to look at exactly how. You have to look at exactly the. What? Not a lot about the same chicken, but it's probably not chicken, it's chicken, because they clean out a lot of the intestines and stuff, so you lose a lot of chicken. So, yeah, depending on exactly what that scenario is, but if it's like just rolling out loose inside the chicken and there's room for the gravy to hit it, like it's not hermetically sealed and attached to the chicken, it's just rolling around there, then that might not be considered as a stomach and you might be okay. But I don't know what the material is. And does anyone know? Do the chickens here come with livers that they give you from Shabbos? No, they don't come with livers at all. Okay.
That's
only the connected definition. Yeah, but the other definition requires it to be totally surrounded. I mean, it was only partially surrounded, and that's nobody's definition. So if someone accidentally cooks the chicken with the covering, then you ask, first of all, what else is in the pot to see if there's shisha. But even if there was shisha in the pot, you got to know if there was kanan, and then you have to see if it was dubuk or not. Then it's correctly pointing out. So two pshat and Mr. Dubuk, one based on Memari Levloak that's attached, the other based on maybe Mashah Akas the Zera, which would apply any time that they sort of always go together. But if it was just loosely in there, then it would not necessarily be an Mr. Dubuk. But again, I don't know what the Mitzvah is. And the chickens they give you here don't come with livers, which makes it a lot easier. He just ends. Oh, shemelu bevetim and nizul lebo kavei. If you stuffed a chicken with eggs and then you accidentally find that there's still the heart or the liver in there, dina to a bushel. Then even if you roast it, if you roast something with eggs inside, that counts like bishul, because the whole point of roasting is get the ladan out and the eggs block the dan. Uveinu shishim and oh the lo hamdi loy. And therefore, if you have 60 of just the chicken, then it can be invalid. And if not, then the chicken is chanan, the lava kol usher, and everything's usher. You can't use the heterim of roasting right to the oven, all broiling is okay. But if there's eggs there, that makes it like bishul, because it keeps the dam from coming out. But in the loaf, the buds are being shambitim and the crush mach, and the dam, you know, it's clean. But if you stuff a chicken with other meat, and there are no eggs which get the dam stuck, there's just meat inside, then it's like clean, it's all meat. So the kabbalah kach kol, so the flood will just go straight through. Simon Ayin Dalit, Hachol Dino Kishar Bata. Hachol is the spleen, right, Eric? The spleen, what does the spleen do? What? Okay, it makes blood, so you think it should be like a cup. Apishish, even though it looks red, but you're a reboy now, and it looks like a total reboy dam. Dino Kishar Bata is not true. Halachically, the Chol is not considered a reboy dam. Whatever the Chol is made of is just considered a type of fat. And it's just like regular meat with no special halachas. Then the Rama just, as long as talking about random parts of the body, some people say there's that we have a minhag not to cook kidneys or testicles. That's why they say zachar means, as opposed to san basin, which means egg. Afilu achash nikor son, even after the nikor, you have to take out certain parts of them through the nikor process. Mishum the ismu rogue dam, because some people say that even though a spleen doesn't have rogue dam, testicles and kidneys do have rogue dam, right? Because the kidney also takes toxins out of dam, right? And testicles apparently have a lot of dam going through them for whatever reason. So some people say they also have a rogue dam. and therefore you shouldn't cook them either. The other in Bachos, like liver. But the other when but there is this Yeshomrim that you shouldn't cook these kidneys or testicles. And that seems to be our minhag. The Shach seems to say that our minhag is that we don't cook kidneys or testicles. But the evidence is certainly fine. That's just a minute. However, we don't go so far. It's still mutter to salt testicles and kidneys with other meat, even though they have a lot of dam. We're not stomachal like coffee. You can salt them together with other things. We just don't cook them with other meat. But you can salt it with other meat. Even if they're attached, as long as you've taken out, obviously, the various membranes and chelev, which are restored or right. Now, just Agav, you mentioned the idea of Nikar, I should point out, we're not getting into Allah from Nikar, those are kind of Simon Samachay, but a very important process, right? We learned Shita, we learned a little about Trefa. Nikar means removing the trait parts of an animal. There are certain trait parts of an animal that must be removed, and some of them tie into what we're doing now. What trait parts of the animal must be removed through the Nikar process? So, one, the Gid Hanasha, right? We did not see that done, because our Minig, the Minig Ashkenaz, that this is so complicated to remove the Gid Hanasha, we don't bother to remove the Gid Hanasha, we just throw out most of the animal, or sell it to a guy, rather, the whole hindquarters. So the Gid Hanasha has to be removed, the Chelev also has to be removed, and we, if you remember, that he removed various parts of the Chelev. And a lot of the Chelev he didn't remove because we just threw out all the intestines. And if you would eat the kidneys, for example, there'd be Chelev there, if you would eat a lot of the parts we don't eat, there'd be a lot more Chelev that we just aesthetically don't like nowadays. But if you wanted to eat them, there'd be a lot more chelev that you'd have to remove. But one part that I think is worth mentioning for us, that there are also blood vessels that need nikar. The whole process, we recall, of salting only works for dam that nibla, not for dam be'en. Salting doesn't remove dam be'en, adarabah. Salting makes dam be'en go into the butter. In blood vessels, there's dam be'en. Not absorbing, not like capillaries in the meat, but actual big, visible blood vessels that you can see the blood in them, those are a problem. Now, what's the halacha? The halacha is that this is in Samachay, we're not going to learn it inside, that the big, visible blood vessels that actually look to the naked eye like tubes of blood, what you have to do is you have to cut them somewhere, you have to cut them so that there's a place for it to drain, and put it with the cut down, so any piece with a big blood vessel, and the Shulchan Aruch lists them, you have to cut the blood vessel, take it and put the, like the, to pour downwards, you know, from the two sides of the cut, and salt them that way, and all the blood will drain out. However, if it's not there, we take a different approach, instead of cutting them, putting them downwards and salting them, we just, as soon as the Shulchan checks the animal in the factory, cut them, cut the whole blood vessels out and throw them in the garbage. That's just easier halachically, and also, people don't really like to eat these blood vessels, it's not aesthetically pleasing to us nowadays when we like to eat, you know, only the good parts of the meat. So nowadays we just throw the blood vessels in the garbage entirely and you won't find them in your meat at all. But luckily there's no obligation to throw out the blood vessels just to make sure to cut them so that there's drainage and put them downwards so that they can drain. And, you know, so let's say, you know, this is a piece of meat, one of the pieces, like the shoulder with the blood vessel, and here's the blood vessel. What I would do is I would cut it in half right here, and then put the two halves facing down so the blood vessels can drain, right? And salt them, and all the blood would drain out of the vessels. But the man is dead, we don't do that. We just cut them off and throw them in the garbage, and shalom al Yisrael. But the nikor he's referring to here, the kloyus of the beis zakar, the kloyus is more for chelev, the beis zakar. Zakar also has a certain membrane that has these blood vessels that are hard to remove, so we throw out. Not for chelev. The kloyus is nikor for chelev. The base, the zakar, is nikor because on the membranes of the testicles, there's visible, highly visible blood vessels that we throw out. Ayin heitim, melichot be'ayin. The Gemara says, ein matzikin dam me'ayin. Full of kofi yivu. Very interesting mushroom. We don't assume there's blood in the intestines. Now, of course, what counts as intestines? He goes the keres, the cave of a document called cholet. These various, you could look in the one of these books if you want to find exactly where they are. The keres and the cave are two of the stomachs. The dakin are the small intestines, and the calcholis is the rectum. So in these parts, we don't assume there's dam below shumach aleim, unless they have fat on them.
Schumann is the kosher fat. The fat has dam. But the intestines, if you would take off the fat and just leave the actual intestines, we would assume there's no dam. Therefore, if you don't salt them at all, you don't do anything, you just cook them, it's mutter because we assume there's no dam. Unless, it's mutter unless it got red. Because we assume there's no dam. It's not a masor, I love most we see that we know there's no dam. There's just an assumption that there's no dam. So if there's only an assumption that there's no dam, then if you see that it got red, then there is dam, and it's mutter. But in a normal case, if you want to try it, you would expect it not to get red, and because we assume there's no dam, and it would be perfectly fine. The kolchkin and nimlus with the cliche and the milk and the tartar, and if it's mutter to cook them, it certainly wasn't to salt them, the cliche and the milk. Because, even though, again, that's mavliya, the blood that gets them, but there is no blood, so it's no problem. Mi'u l'chasila, however, this is all under the diabetic level. L'chasila, treat them like the minuka, v'adach ha'chila t'sharvah. So l'chasila, we treat them like all other meat. You need malik, you need to adopt them before, adopt them afterwards, v'chuli. We treat them just like every other meat in the world. Why l'chasila are we machmer? If the Gemara says, eimach digindam v'me'ayin. So the Shafi explains, because eimach digindam v'me'ayin. But we are machdigdam on the shuman that's attached to the v'me'ayin. And we're afraid that you might still have, even if you remove the shuman, it's hard to remove all the shuman, so there might be some shuman there. There's no dam. L'chadkila, we salt them because there might be shuman stuck on them, and the shuman is salting. No, this is talking about the actual flesh of the game. The inside is for sure not shashadam. The stuff inside is for sure. This is talking about the actual stuff. But you know, all these things, the fat on the outside, shuman, not sure the fat. And since you might not have cleaned off the fat well enough, therefore you should salt it in case there's a drop of fat left. So you shouldn't have any risk. The Yeshkot, the carrots are only those. Ligma dam, some people argue that the carrot stomach, there is dam, it's not, doesn't belong on this list of the special intestines of the evidence. Your carrots make the coast of Shar Basar. And okay, so we also eat the evidence on those stomachs. Again, there's none of that. In our society, we don't really eat most of these things anyway. Although, I don't know what other cultures do. But the fat that's on the intestines is like every other part of the animal, and we totally are machzik dam. Therefore, kishem molchen a whole shami. I get a molchen so b'tadkini in yivra amachol el ella b'tadkini ma'avar amachol el b'tadkisa sham shimon dam. Therefore, when we do salt the intestines, we don't salt them from the inside like where the food goes through. Rather, we salt them from the outside where the shuman is, because the salting is really for the shuman, not for them. So we salt them on the outside and not the inside, even though normally you have to salt things on all sides, outside and inside. Over here, it's enough to salt them from the outside, because the Bnei Me'ayin themselves have no dam, and the shuman, even though it has dam, doesn't have so much dam, the shuman has a little dam, the Me'ayin themselves have none, so if we just salt on the outside, that gets rid of all the dam. The emalach hakacholus with tazim lo mitzvah tavikim lo nimukafal. If you salt the rectum, the large intestine, whatever it is, from the inside and not from the outside, so the salt never touched the shuman, which was actually the thing that had done, then it doesn't count at all. In the spashlin hashtreif, and if you cook it, it's treif. In yeshal hashuman, you cook it. If there's any shuman there, it's treif, because it wasn't kasher. In lo mitzvah da'in yachim in lechadim yachos muteres. If you only salted the inside, and remember, then just re-salt it on the outside, and you're okay. Based in hanim tzamba opos la'achar shkita. Okay. Based on the son of Opus Lakrashkita, if you find, remember we learned this from Pesach, if you find eggs in the hen after you shaft it, like eggs that are forming in the hen after you shaft it, in Lundigmar Chelboshala Rakasham on the Vad, if there's no white, there's only the yellow was formed, Shrikan Elisha Sharbasar, if there's only the yellow, not the white, then it's not really grown into an egg yet. It's still very meat-like. And therefore, we assume there's dam. If so far all the hen has produced is the yellow, we assume there's dam. It is malicha just like all other meats. Umotel machon basher, you can salt it together with other meats. It's regular meat. The enigma of a chelbo, but even as a white, a bila kasha, people of Moshe Mekeres Peshuk, then even if it has a hard shell, even if it has a white, whether it's just the white, or even the shell, and even as hard as if it was born in the store, like totally formed, about to be born, Then no adin le malcha. Then it's pasuk from Misa. If it has the wife, it's pasuk from Misa. But the min adin that we salted anyway, if it has the white, we salted, even if it has a shell, we salted anyway. Even though we don't salt regular eggs. The min adin that if it's inside the hen, if we cut open a dead hen and find these eggs, the minig is we salt them anyway, even though we don't really have to. Even though once it gets to white, there is no dam, it's going to turn into an egg, not a meat. But the minig is we salt them anyway. Achizor shel malchim butter. However, these eggs, since we only salt them alpi minog and not alpi din, do these formed eggs really have dam? No. So if they don't really have dam, can we salt them with other meat? No, because we can't say ivy tart liplo. And we can't say, I didn't pull it down today. So, if they have no dam, you shouldn't salt them with meat. They might get traced up from the meat. Meat with the eved in lachas, but with the eved, it is okay. Why with the eved is it okay? The truth is that the shach was marshal. With the eved is certainly not okay. With the eved, if I salted eggs with fully formed eggs with meat, then it is certainly utter with the eved, since the eggs didn't have their own dam, they absorbed the dam of the meat. Not only that. That the Marshal says that all eggs we should be mafir. We should be mafir even if there's only a yellow. You never know what's considered an egg, what's considered a bustle sheet. We should always be mafir. That is salted with meat is straight. And that's also my stuff. We are mafir for all eggs inside the hen. We're mafir both ways. Even if it's fully formed, we salt it. And even if it's only a yellow, we salt it separately from other meat. So you say, no matter what it is, our meat maybe has that, so salt it. But no matter how big it is, our minhag is, maybe it doesn't have dam. So salt it by itself, not with meat, because it doesn't have its own dam. And if you did salt it with meat, it's straight. If you did salt it with meat, it's straight. You got to remove it from the hand before you salt, or else it's straight. It's very unclear why the Ramah was even matter if you salted it with meat. Or if we know the Ramah holds that something which doesn't have its own dam, it's straight with you. So the Grah says, maybe because the Ramah was, for eggs, the Ramah was making, even though normally Ashkenazim would say Melicha Asa the whole thing, for eggs, the Ramah was making, but Melicha only happens to make Melicha, and you always take off the shell anyway. So, okay, but that's not such a good answer, because Ashkenazim normally say Melicha goes all the way through, because they're not the Kiyas, in Kafish and Shami. So therefore, the Halach, like Marshal, the most important, agree with the Marshal, that Lechatila, all eggs, need to be salted, but need to be salted by themselves. And even the yemen, if they're salted with meat, they're traced. Ooh. I'm not sure. That's a good question. I'm not sure. I think logically, maybe you'd have to separate out the whites and the white ones with whites and the ones with just yellow. But I'm not sure. It's a good question. Okay. I think that if you have intestines without any fat on them, so there's no dam, even though we assume there's no dam, you're allowed to salt intestines with meat, even though they've not no dam of their own. The Rabbah says, we should also salt the butter. Some people say it's butter. What do you mean? How can you salt it with meat if it has no dam of its own? We don't think dam is recharged by salting. We only say ivy. You can't say ID, either ID the tart lo boli, or ID the polodam, me polodam, bolo me alma. You can't say that if it doesn't have its own dam. So yesh osem, what's our psaq, vahinog, and the chatila, but the other one, the chatila, don't fall intestines with meat, take it out of the chicken. If you have pure intestines, don't salt them with meat, rather. But with the eved, if you salt intestines with meat, it's okay. Why? Why is it okay with the eved? If it doesn't have its own dam, shouldn't it be usher with the eved? No, we don't think it's recharged by the lecha. So that's what the Nosekiel explains, that unlike eggs don't have any. Intestines, even though they don't have dam, have seer. And for the eved, we rely that even if all they have is seer, I do the polisir, lo bali dam, or I do the polisir today, polisam of olam yalma. So it's interesting, you have three levels of things. Meat has dam and seer. So for sure you can call it meat with meat. Intestines have seer without dam, so the chasila don't. But for the eved, since it's polite the seer, that's okay. Eggs, according to what you talk about in our shell, have neither seer nor dam. Therefore, even with the eved, if you salt eggs with meat, they are trained. And Gimel, Shumana, Kintash, Kansa, Shaladakim, Aleichut, and Dakim, Leidam, is full of blood vessels. The Lefikhi, the Osho, Shalikdeir, some people say you can never cook it. The Shuman is on the Shuman on the small intestine. Afili, Dechatichom, Aleichut, even if you cut it and salt it, and so many blood vessels, you cannot cook it. Bashav Nogan Hatter nowadays for Makel, but also for the Dunch of the Bakhdan, both from the Shom Hatim and Shalisha Rechnan. And people who have expertise know how to grab the right blood vessel and pull it out, and they all come straight out. So it's no problem, you can pull them all out. Tomorrow, we'll learn Simonim Ayin Vav, Ayin Zayin, and Ayin Chet, and finish Shilkot Mil Lila.